Investigators say they fully explored the possibility that this was connected to a recent ruling by that court that took former President Donald Trump off of the Colorado Republican primary ballot, but they determined the two were unconnected. The suspect had been involved in a car crash, then allegedly ran inside the Supreme Court building, held a security guard at gunpoint, and fired shots and set fires as he ran through the building. No one was hit by the gunfire, and the man eventually called 911 himself and surrendered to police. The investigation is ongoing. I'm Kristen Thoburn.